friends. I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out.
We're all cozy. We've all taken care of things. We can sit still for a minute.
Yeah.
Which really, honestly, we're not sit still people.
No, that's okay.
If I sit still, I fall asleep.
Think about this. Every time we are going to record, think about how long it takes us to get to this
point. We got together this morning at 8 o'clock to record. It is now 2 o'clock and we're finally recording.
Oh my goodness.
But we've had a delightful walk. We went out to breakfast. We've laughed. We've cried. We've done each other's hair practically.
Yeah.
My hair is
figuratively, you know.
Yes, we've been very busy ladies today.
Yes.
So we're reviewing
Twisted Love.
Yeah. By Anna Huang.
Which is the story of
Anna Huang, I think is how you say it.
Okay, thank you.
Which is the story of Ava and Alex.
Should I do the synopsis? Yeah. I had it all pulled up.
Me too.
And in the process of pulling it up, I discovered this is going to be a Netflix miniseries. 93% of people who read this book loved it, gave it good reviews. It's really highly regarded, and it's part one in a series of four.
Oh, no way.
And I have a feeling, and I don't, because we haven't read the others, but this is Ava is one of four girlfriends. And then, did you notice when it ended?
Yes.
It started going to Bridget.
Yeah, okay.
And I think they're going to hook Bridget up with Ava's brother.
Oh, really? I was thinking Bridget with her security guard.
With a bodyguard?
Yes, absolutely.
Getting it mixed up. So her other friend, not Bridget, the other friend is going to get hooked up with her brother.
Stella?
The one she was living with?
Jewel.
Yeah. Jewel is going to get hooked
her
up.
Her roommate, yeah.
The She's redhead a lost, or whatever.
She's a law student, yeah.
Yes. That one's going to get hooked up with her brother.
Jewel. Huh. Okay. Why do you think that?
It just looked like they were foreshadowing it. They have a hate relationship now, kind of, but not really.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I see that.
What about Stella? I mean, what do we see as Stella? I like Stella.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we don't know yet.
We don't know yet. She's probably the last book.
Yeah, she'll be the...
She's the social...
Influencer girl.
Yeah.
She's shy, except for her social media account.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't pay much attention to Stella, but I'm sure in book four or whatever, whenever that comes out, we'll find out more.
Those are the bodyguard one next. I think you're right.
Yeah. You could sense it because he didn't say much.
Yeah,
but I think their experience at the end, that traumatic experience, pulled them together. Don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah. Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
He's going to be even more of a presence in her life because that happened.
Yes.
So, okay. Yeah, Can we just talk real quick? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. No.
Okay. In this book, this is one of those stories, again, where you have, you know, all of these people who are coming together and apparently they're all drop dead gorgeous and, you know, mega talented. But then, of course, they're I just eat cheeseburgers and I don't go to the gym and I don't do any. And a little bit of it. I really hate
early
20s,
though. You guys remember that?
Even still, you don't have. They're all describing each other as model beautiful with no work.
I hate that.
Me too. It sets an unrealistic expectation.
There's only so many people who can eat whatever they want and look
like
amazing.
A model.
Yeah.
Well, they probably have a thyroid problem, so it's not all that great.
Well, yeah,
it's true.
When you're in your teens, but remember in your 20s,
I never have been able to do that.
I think in the 20s, it's your body starts, your metabolism starts slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because don't you remember going to college? I gained some weight in college, and it's because
I never had a fast metabolism, even as a little kid. I had to watch what I ate my entire life. Even when I was like 7 and 8, I couldn't eat like other people. So I had to like, and people would comment on it. Like I got pudgy so fast and so easy. And so, yeah, like I remember even I have memories of being 4 and having people be like, here's their body making a nice hour. Here's Valerie. Oh, blah, 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 blah. That's not okay to do to a kid.
Are you sure?
Yes, like, absolutely. My sister will even apologize for it. And it was really prevalent and bad. My grandma used to make cookies. And then she would make cookies for me. And then she told me to eat them. And then when I ate them, she said, that's why you're getting fat. You need to not eat cookies because you're never going to get a good man.
Well, Valerie, let me ask you this. Is that true, or is it something that you were thinking, you were believing about yourself because people were telling you that?
It was true. It was true. Like if I went out with, like, I couldn't eat the same stuff that, like, if I was with people and eating the same stuff for them for like a 2-week period, I would gain weight and they wouldn't. Like if I was traveling or doing or whatever. And I could be just as active or more active and it didn't matter. So, So I remember, you know, I mean, I, even at 12 and 13 and stuff like that, if I had more than like 1400 calories in a day, I would gain weight.
That's not fun to have to calorie count.
No.
So in every single book, this is how characters are portrayed, I feel like.
Yes, and it's not fair.
But I'm just going to say that they're trying to get inside the character's head, and they're trying to, when you are interested in another person, you think they're the most beautiful, sexy thing on the planet. Mm-hmm. It's that shallow hell concept, you know, like
you see them as the beautiful person that they are.
And I think we'll just say that. That's why in every single romance novel, people are ridiculously beautiful, because when you fall in love with someone, that's what they are. Right.
Okay. Yes.
So yeah. That's what I'm telling myself.
I like that spin. I don't believe it, but I love it. And I'm getting,
it's not realistic or practical, but that's just, you know, that's love. It makes you weird.
Well, something also about some of these books that it seems to follow a pattern that I think that bothers me a little bit is that, well, the one, you can eat whatever you want, not exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. There's something too that I think I've noticed is, why do the nicknames, you know, like the man always has this like sweet nickname for the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep seeing it over and over again. Oh, that something that women want, to be, have like a cute little nickname?
Yeah, I don't know.
But like her nickname is Sunshine, right? Or
Sunshine. But in a really devilishly low, grumbly voice. Sorry, I listened to it. And the guy that narrated that, I'm like, it's got like Scar's voice or from Lion King is like so deep and rumbly low that I'm almost like scared the whole time. I'm like, he's gonna hurt me. Anyway, do you guys want me to read the synopsis?
Can I just do one more thing? Say the other thing that pisses me off in a lot of these books is these girls can be whiny brats and they're viewed as adorable and feisty and cute for it, when they're just being really rude and inappropriate. In a lot of certain genres of books, these girls can be like she's actually being mean. That like, that was a cutting remark. That wasn't playful, or like, she was just so inconsiderate. Like the hairdresser, I'm just going to speak into my, you know, like, no, these aren't like cute little things. They're rude to people.
Yeah, I'm always late, and it's fine. It's so cute.
When you're in love, you have rose-colored glasses on, and you're
okay.
That's true.
That's the thing that I will say that is dangerous about romance mm-hmm. is that they paint this picture of what perfect and falling in love mm-hmm. is supposed to be, and it's not really realistic. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I was a little bit like, I'm nervous to read a lot of romance because I hadn't before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Simply because of a TED Talk that I listened to like 10, 12 years ago, because the person giving this TED Talk was talking about some predictors and factors that lead yes. to divorce and yes, like yes. how divorce can be
romantic,
contagious.
Watching romantic comedies and increases your chances of divorce.
People that watch a lot of these or are engrossed in them do, because they don't have realistic expectations about what love is and mm-hmm. what falling in love is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hyper aware of that. So I think I tend to be super critical mm-hmm. About these books
yeah.
just because I'm like, well, how realistic is this?
But now you're so adorable because you're like the one saying, let's be rose colored.
Yeah, yes.
Well, right after I say that. But that's what they're portraying is like, what I'm saying that is mm-hmm. that they're putting them on because that's the way they're portraying
and that's
characters.
Actually how we view each other when we first
and
fall
that
in
is
love.
How
and
we
so
do
that's
it.
Actually very yeah. Lisa, that is
we are in a state of limerence.
I agree.
We
and
are.
It is an actual psychological state
it
that
is.
Our minds go
oh
into.
Oh my God, you are so good. These writers are way better than
they are just,
I stand completely corrected.
Well, you know what I do like that we do also is mm-hmm. when we start looking at what we feel like these characters, what their life is like after mm-hmm. this romance
yes.
novel.
That's true.
When we rate how long they're going to
be
together, it's I think that we're looking beyond the mm-hmm. rose
limerence,
color. Yes.
Stage.
How realistic is this?
Uh-huh.
Is this really going to last a long time, or is this?
I know we like to dive deep.
Do you know? Like I have
do.
To say, remember when we mm. interviewed Sleepless in Seattle, and I just adore Tom Hanks, mm. and that movie is just so cute. In
did we do Sleepless?
We,
or was
I mean,
it?
No,
got
no,
mail.
No.
I'm like,
you've got mail. I've got mail.
Did
it's
we do that? And I forgot.
It's made Ryan and you know
yes,
Tom
yes,
Hanks.
Though, yeah.
Anyway, and so. It was really funny, though, but because we were watching it again to review it for our podcast, when we were talking about Tom Hanks's character, I was
Joe,
like,
I didn't
Joe.
Like him.
I'm like, oh, my God.
That was the first time I'd ever seen it, too. I never
see, what's so weird
is,
like, I loved him every time I'd watched it up until I was, like, looking at him as a partner or a person in this. And I'm like, you know, he's not quite the cute, like, great guy I thought he was the first, you know. The first
yeah.
few times I watched this mm-hmm. show, when I was actually looking at him as how would he be as a partner, and whoa, look at how he like is talking to, you know, like he. Oh, anyway, so yeah, I think it's interesting. I like reading the romance novels from a. I'm gonna be obnoxious here. A woke perspective.
Oh, gosh.
Did you want to puke right now?
I think it's important to recognize that, though. Like,
yeah.
you do need to be a little bit more realistic about
it's true.
Your expectations.
But, you know, I think you're also fair, too, because, like, in this novel, I'm all just like, how can you look past X, Y, Z?
I'm going to try. I will.
I know. And so I love that you just brought that perspective up, because I'm just like, because there's a hotness to these behaviors that during limerence is very attractive,
mm-hmm.
even though for long-term stability and relationship, it's very toxic.
Yeah. We behave yes. very differently when mm-hmm. we're falling in love.
Yes.
And that's why I can't emphasize the importance of like
good girlfriends to keep you in your
good girlfriends or really slowing down and being friends first.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
just can't promote that enough. So
well, I think
we
should talk about
synopsis.
That, but
yes.
let's do the synopsis and
so,
then we can get into that.
Yeah. So this is from New York Times bestselling author and book talk sensation, Anna Huang, comes a billionaire brother's best friend romance.
Hmm.
That was a lot
that's
of these.
That's big, yeah.
Are they a boisterous bunch of billionaires?
I know. He has a heart of ice, but for her, he'd burn the world. A diverse new adult steamy romance from TikTok sensation and USA Today bestselling author Anna Huang. Oh, let's just get to the meat and potatoes, guys. Quit talking about it. Okay, Alex Volkov is a devil blessed with the face of an angel and cursed with a past he can't escape. Driven by tragedy that has haunted him for most of his life, his ruthless pursuits for success and vengeance leave little room for matters of the heart. But when he's forced to look after his best friend's sister, he starts to feel something in his chest.
Dun, dun, dun.
A crack. A melt. A fire that could end his world as he knew it.
Oh my.
Ava Chen is a free spirit trapped by nightmares of a childhood she can't remember. But despite her broken past, she's never stopped seeing the beauty in the world, including the heart beneath the icy exterior of a man she shouldn't want. Her brother's best friend, her neighbor, her savior, and her downfall. Mm-hmm. Theirs is a love that was never supposed to happen. But when it does, it unleashes. It unleashes
the angle,
It unleashes secrets that can destroy them both and everything they hold dear. So, Twisted Love is contemporary brother's best friend, grumpy sunshine romance. It's book grumpy. One. Grumpy.
Oh, this is like grumpy? A tongue twister.
I know. Because sunshine, it's grumpy and sunshine.
No, it's a grumpy sunshine
grumpy
romance.
Slash sunshine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You
he's
get
grumpy.
Get
she's sunshine.
Girl, she's sunshine.
Sunshine.
He's
so good.
She makes
perfect.
Him happy.
Yes. That was a lot. Oh, my tongue needs to rest.
Okay.
Yeah, like, whoa.
So, like this book starts, Ava is still in college and she's has a complex childhood. We don't quite know at the beginning why she and her brother have, or it's more she had experiences.
Yes.
She can't remember her childhood really at all. Mm-hmm. She's kind of, I think before the age of 9 was
it? Yeah, and her mom died.
Yes, her mom commits suicide, and so she's kind of has this, she's kind of, I think that this colors her view of the world a little bit, and
her mom, she was led to believe that her mom tried to drown her before she committed suicide.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But so it starts, it's like her and her brother are really close.
Yes.
Like they're next door neighbors in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, Josh.
And he's getting ready to leave for a service gap year before starting medical school.
No, he's in medical school.
He's pre-med.
No, he's in
and
med
he's,
school.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
and
in
he
college.
Service
yeah,
because
he was doing rounds.
He's older than her.
Yeah.
And he's... But in high school, I mean, he's described as being like the
Gregorius.
Life of the party. Yeah. He was a basketball player, homecoming
girls
queen,
throw their panties at
homecoming
him when
king.
When he's in a 20-mile radius, every girl
he's
throws
in the,
their panties.
He's in a fraternity. He's a big man on
thing.
Campus.
It is.
He's the life of the party.
And he can,
all
and he
girls,
can get straight A's in med school while doing his residency.
And here's the
thing. And he with a new girl five, you know,
well,
you know,
they stand in line waiting their turn.
With the panties,
for
yes.
And he can also party it up nonstop.
Have you ever
illness.
Met anyone like this?
I mean, like, my husband is pretty fucking amazing with everything you get done, but he didn't date.
No, but no.
Forever
but all of these things?
Oh, God.
No. Absolutely not.
No, you can't
be
I mean,
away without
so he does an internship
school.
In Central America.
Yes.
So
the thing that they don't tell us is that he's actually hooked to speed, and that's how he's able to
do
all this. He has an amphetamine addiction, and so that's
probably.
Why he doesn't sleep and can do this.
And half of his teeth are missing. Okay.
Veneers.
So Josh lives next door to Eva, and he's leaving, and he has this relationship with, Ava, where he's kind of a caretaker in a sense. A caretaker is as much as like
a father can be.
Yes, he treats her almost like
childlike
this.
Because
well,
she
behaves
her.
Very
childlike. She's very
childlike.
She's very naive, and she's very. okay, you can take care of me because I had a, I don't remember my childhood, so I'm going to act like I've only been alive for 10 years, the 10 years I remember.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I got out of it.
Yeah, but she's quiet. She's a daydreamer. She's...
So the book starts, so this is the part that just like absolutely floors me. That she's like stuck trying to get back.
Yes.
In the rain from a photo shoot.
She's so smart, but she's so dumb that she gets herself in this position. Yes.
Like, I don't know how.
And
this
they
works.
Even offered to give her a ride home.
She's like, oh, she says, I can do it.
Got this. But yet there's no bus coming. And yes, she doesn't think things through. Mm-hmm. She's lived in DC forever. And yet she doesn't understand these basic things. And it's a rainstorm, and she's wearing a white t-shirt with a red lacy bra and her nipple sticking out. And
I know, right?
And she calls her brother Josh, who answers the phone in the middle of banging someone. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? People don't do that ever.
No, they don't.
And so he's like, sorry, I'll get a hold of my friend, and he can come pick you up, you know. And he passes the buck, and he shows, and the friend shows up.
And the friend, of course, is, you know, let's just,
comes
you know.
What kind of car does he have? Like some, like,
oh, yeah. But the friend, of course, is a childhood genius who's drop-dead gorgeous also, who, you know, like,
and
is smarter than smart than smart than smart that. And then do you need me to fly this spaceship? Okay, I will.
Yeah,
I'll build it first. But.
He invented a financial model software in high school.
Yeah.
His IQ is 160. He's like a genius. And so he did take money that his parents left him and invested it and became even richer.
He can buy the world.
Yeah.
So,
but then he was talking about, so this is one thing I didn't understand about his character, is that they were saying he was uber, uber, uber rich. But then when they were talking about him throwing money around, the quantities of money he was throwing around were not that big of quantities of money for how they were trying to push him off as being mega rich. I'm like, you're throwing around.
He bought this figure gallery and it was like worth, I mean, I would have thought a lot more. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like I'm like, okay, you're trying to put him off like he is, you know, like almost a billionaire type of a person. Mm-hmm. But then you're having him, you know, his big, his big shows are $30,000 things, which I'm just like, you know.
So what was Ava going to college for? I'm kind of missed that. But she's works the front desk of a gallery. And she has a side hustle as a photographer.
She's a photographer. Mm-hmm.
So when her brother leaves on his gap year and he puts Alex in charge of her, like he becomes super protective and when she's not answering the phone because he realized like how dumb and naive she is based on her poor planning skills.
Which is genuine.
Yeah, there's cause to be worried. I don't know how she survived in this world.
She's a helpless old girl who needs to be saved.
And she has...
I'm
she
a
always
damsel
thinks,
in distress.
Yeah, and she always thinks the best of people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but she doesn't. If you actually listen to... She's actually kind of bitchy and a bratty and a little bit ornery.
Yeah.
But then they're like, oh, see, isn't that a ray of sunshine? I'm like... Dude,
okay,
like
okay,
that's us on a grumpy day.
With a naive ray of sunshine. Okay, so she doesn't answer a text. So he freaks out, goes to her friend to try to figure out where she's at. And the friend spills the beans. Oops, she's at this place having a photo shoot done. And she's dressed in like...
sexy. It's a boudoir.
Yeah, it's a boudoir.
Her friend in the photography class is trying to work on a boudoir portfolio and asked her to model for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he... freaks out, shows up, and is like, threatens everyone, takes her out and like
ruins her friend's film.
Threatens him. He gets pretty scary.
He's super crazy scary.
But her friends are like, oh, he's jealous. He likes you.
and
so like, they start Operation Emotion.
Oh yeah. Yes. We're gonna see if you know, and this
let's
is weird.
See if he's even human. Let's,
yeah, you should play.
They want they want him to show emotion, so they have all of these like
challenges,
phases. Phase one is sadness. Phase two is disgust. Phase 3 is happiness. Phase 4 is fear. And phase 5 is jealousy.
So isn't this, yes, like, this whole premise is fucked up?
Yes.
Who does this to people?
I couldn't fathom. That's just weird.
It's just weird. And this is supposed to be the ray of sunshine, most positive, happiest person in the world who's playing manipulative games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and being deceptive, you know.
And being deceptive. And they think it's all funny and cute, but they're such nice people.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're not.
It's like,
make believe.
I hate it.
I'm like, yes.
This Operation Sadness.
Yeah, the first one, you know, she dresses all cute and that's in her favorite dress and takes a couple of sad DVDs over to his house to watch. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like...
With red velvet cookies.
Yes,
because she's also a good baker or something like that too.
Yeah. And the idea is that he's going to get sad while he's watching the movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what ends up happening is they kind of connect during the movies.
But the thing that happens is he's supposed to, like, he's getting ready to head out the door to go on a date with mm-hmm. this girl, Madeline.
Yeah. Likes it hard.
And she sure does. And he cancels on her.
Yes.
So that he can stay and watch these sad movies.
Which.
Yes.
And
it will come out later.
It will come out.
It's grounds for her to, you know, almost murder someone.
She will. Right. So she falls asleep, mm-hmm. and he doesn't want to move her. So he just lets her stay there.
No,
and
he picks her up and puts her in his
bed. Oh, that's right. He does. And she doesn't wake up. She's so tired. So,
but then she has her nightmare at night.
And
from her childhood amnesia breaking
through. He can't ever sleep more than 2 hours at night, mm-hmm. he sits diligently by her side.
Yes.
While she sleeps to make sure she's, you know, okay.
If anyone
scary
ever did that to me.
And vampire shit.
Yeah.
Right?
That's why I was Team Jacob.
I really liked, I always was with Jacob too. He just seemed nice and warm.
I know, kind of like, Jacob is not going to like creepy watch you sleep without you knowing.
Yeah. That's creepy. Not okay.
Not okay. Boundary.
Not okay.
Boundary.
Yes. So that's
what I mean, there's
sadness.
One thing where you're
it
walking by
work.
Someone and you're like, oh, they're so cute.
But
like,
with all of these operations, like they get closer and closer because she has to spend time with him. So
yes.
Then there's like Operation Disgust and she makes him like these awful cookies.
What? Yeah.
Okay. I can't remember what the ingredients were, but they were awful. And he eats one and he's like, yeah.
That's great. When I was doing my pancake binge.
Oh my God, I love this.
Your
50 Shades of Pancake.
Love
50 Shades
of Pancake.
I love that.
I loved making that cookbook, but there's only one pancake that did not make the cut. I was so freaking excited about it. It was the avocado pancake, which I thought was going to be amazing.
Yeah, I thought that would have been good.
So disgusting.
What did they?
And I made them.
What did you put on it? Like, what they recommend you put on the avocado?
Oh, no, we made up these recipes.
Oh,
like, they're all made up recipes.
Okay.
And so I thought I could make like avocado based pancake.
Okay.
And then top it with like a black bean, kind of like a corn.
Sort of like a dinner-y type.
Yeah, because we have a lot of savory pancakes
mm-hmm.
in there too. And I made these, and everyone's like politely trying to get through it. I'm like, it's okay, you guys, we can throw them away.
Oh my
They're
gosh,
terrible.
That's awesome.
Were they green?
Yeah, they were green.
Oh my gosh. You know what? So,
did you use it as like the fat? I mean, like instead of butter?
Yeah, I replaced the oils.
Mm-hmm. See, that's neat. Because like you can use avocado with brownies.
Corn grit.
Oh, yeah.
Like cornmeal instead of flour. Like, I'm stoked on this.
Well, you
it
know
was
what?
Terrible.
I could see you doing an avocado chocolate.
That would have made more sense.
Okay.
Like avocado chocolate.
Avocado chocolate pancake would have worked out great because you can make avocado brownies.
Or tort. Or,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I've even had avocado cheesecake, which was amazing.
Oh, I can totally see that.
But yeah. This I just didn't execute quite right.
No, but it's still like,
I thought it was adorable.
I love like cornmeal pancake or waffle with
a
savory egg gravy.
No, with chicken.
That's what I make it
like
with.
Like roasted chicken.
Oh, like sure. Chicken and waffle kind of thing?
I love that.
Oh,
when the boys were little, Ben does not like breakfast for dinner. So if he was ever not around, we're like, all right, it's waffle time.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, we would make waffles.
Bob is like that too.
And to make it like more of a dinner, we would get like the chicken from the grocery store, like the roasted chicken. Yeah.
Bob is like that too. Bob eats breakfast at breakfast time. Like he could do breakfast for dinner, but like how he orders his sweets, like in the morning and stuff like that. You can't just be like, hey, you know what? We stayed in bed till 10. We should just I'm really craving like a turkey BLT. Do you want that for breakfast? No, I have to have breakfast for breakfast.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
He can't eat his dessert before his dinner. He has to have his dinner before
starting with dessert.
I know, me too.
Oh, really?
And like he cannot
before.
I want to make sure there's room for it.
He can't eat this sweet. It's so cute. It's so cute. I'm like,
oh,
that's so cute.
Oh, he's very traditional. It's cute.
All right. So then the third one is happiness. Do you remember what happened?
The picnic.
Oh, yes.
They went on a picnic. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be a nice, sunshiny, beautiful day in the park. Mm-hmm. But instead, like a dog, he gets annoyed about like the dogs in the park and just wet grass and ugh.
Yeah.
And he's just too posh for it. And then a dog comes and pees on him. And
that's right.
The dog consents.
Yes.
You're a jerk. I'm going to pee on you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's just like, I don't get the turn on to this character.
And then,
I'm going to try.
So Operation Fear. I can't remember what that one
is. Well, the thing is that nothing scares him. So Ava calls her brother, and she's like, gosh, Josh, like, what kind of pranks have you pulled? Like, how do you get him?
Yeah.
Like, what's he afraid of? And his brother's like, loss on me. I got nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know that they ever executed the operation
here. Yeah,
I don't
think so
either. They just gave up and said, that's impossible. He's not afraid of anything.
Yeah.
He's such a manly man.
And then jealousy was
He's very good at that.
Yeah. They say, but also impossible.
Mm-hmm.
The man has no emotions. Like, they just kind of wrote that off. But yet you see him
every single second he's jealous. Like, I think that's one of the jealous, rage, irrational.
Yeah.
And egotistic.
So
scary.
I'm trying to keep track. There's a lot of, like,
I kind of put that, like, that was, like, the plot one, like, plot two.
Okay.
Well, you know, so in the process of, like, we kind of covered Josh asking Alex to watch over Ava while he's gone. And in doing that, he develops feelings for her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where they become lovers, too. So there's a couple of things bringing them close. It's the, Operation Emotion, which is pulling her closer to him. And he has to watch over her, so he is spending more time with her. So they're being drawn together because of these other things that are going
on. And he and she is light, and like they're complete opposites.
Yes, and he's never felt this way about a woman before, and he kind of does want to protect her rather than he does want to dominate her.
He definitely wants to dominate her.
But he makes her take like a martial arts class, and he also helps her get over her fear of water. She cannot move.
There's a moment, and I want to go into this because this is an important part of like her past. It's like there's some meetup where like her ex keeps stalking her.
Mm-hmm.
He sees that happen at the party. He's pretty pissed about it. He becomes even more protective. And then there's some other party later on, or maybe it's later at the same party.
Kills the ex.
Madeline sees his response to that.
Mm-hmm.
Madeline is the fuck buddy. And she's incredibly jealous that he seems to really care about this other girl that she finds out had canceled on her when they were supposed to get together for their, their hookup night.
So then she goes and tells.
And so she is extremely jealous, and she takes she's near the edge of a pool and she shoves her into the water. Mm-hmm. And she didn't know, but Ava couldn't swim.
And she's deathly and scared of water. So she passes out.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And so they start, he's like, I never want you to feel helpless again. I'm going to teach you how to swim.
Yeah.
That's
so
really nice.
For me, I was like, oh my gosh. It was like, that was a huge part of the mm-hmm. story. Cause I'm like, I have to learn how to swim as an adult.
Also, I'm like,
scary
how
it is to overcome.
I know that he saw it on video, like, mm-hmm. but I was like, oh. That was pretty quick turnaround. I guess it was posted on social media. Right. Mm-hmm. And then he sees it and he gets so mad. He comes over to Madeline's house and like she and her girlfriends are all like laughing in the kitchen and he comes into the kitchen.
And he's like, I'm financially destroying your entire family now because of this one action. Like,
I'm destroying you, your family.
Your family.
And
like,
he's like,
every
almost
member
like,
of your family is.
He is strangling her. Like,
yes.
He is strangling her.
Yes.
Like, he's got her in that hold. I'm like, ooh, scary guy.
Yeah.
He's a pretty
big red
scary.
Flag.
Yes.
He's very scary.
Yeah. Dangerous man to be around. You do not want
this
to
isn't,
him.
Oh my gosh.
He overreacts in
he
inappropriate
overreacts in inappropriate ways. I mean, like, and he gets away with it every single time.
And we like this. As a woman, we think that is attractive.
Yeah.
I mean, and he treats
I
her that way too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, that's why she finally in the end has to
so,
leave.
So, I mean, I get, like the idea of somebody wanting to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
But to what extent is it, does it stop being
about
attractive
you.
And start being a little scary?
Well,
and,
controlling.
Yes.
Controlling. There's a difference between protecting someone and controlling them.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. And he is on... He's very controlling.
He's very
controlling.
He's not
a healthy human. But despite that, she doesn't see that being the young, naive girl she is.
Mm-hmm.
She throws in this surprise birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, this is the first time he's told anyone in his life about his past. He said to her, like, this is the first birthday party I've had since I was 11.
Mm-hmm.
And my family was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And he is... Like, it kind of, that's, I think that might be, like, the first big crack in his heart, that, like, somebody would care enough about him to do that.
Yeah. But he's not willing to go there, but she wants to. She's into him. She's like, ready to, like,
mm-hmm.
open her legs for
this
guy at that time, because they kiss. Then he's like, I can't do this.
Yes, he, well.
That's their first kiss, right? At the end.
That's right then. And they kiss in the kitchen. And then he stops and he says, this is never going to happen.
Well, and one of the other things, though, but we forgot to, the woman who pushed her in the pool, she let it slip to her, like, you're too nice and sweet. He wants it hard and heartless.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
right. You can't handle taking it like that. You're not
well,
tough enough.
Well, he basically says he never makes eye contact.
Yeah,
he goes from behind.
From behind,
every time.
Pounds it hard, like he's relentless.
Yes, relentless pounding. You couldn't handle it.
Oh yeah, and she said even too. He likes to call you names. It's not like he likes to say like
he likes to demoralize
you're not,
you.
Yeah,
demoralize
and she's
you.
Like, you're not strong enough to handle it. And like, first off, I'm like, woman, like I've talked to a lot of people with a lot of different sexual like. Things and I'm like, okay, not very many people actually do find that.
That's not a preference.
That's not a preference. Most women don't like their cervix like hit like they're having a gynecological vision. Relentlessly pounded up against your cervix. You know, like that's most women don't find pain to be, you know,
pleasurable.
But then what does Ava say after that?
I want it like that.
How do you know? I want it like maybe.
She
tells him
that,
says
right?
That.
Yes.
She says that to
she's,
him.
Yes,
she said that to him.
But not for a while.
I want it hard and from behind.
So
I don't want
it happens when, so So she gives him some space after he tells her, we're never going to get, this is never going to be, I'm never going to kiss you again. Mm-hmm. Like, and so she's like, whoa, I'm blindsided. She gives him space. He's upset by having space. Mm-hmm. And so he goes, buys her the cell phone and shows up at the art gallery and says, apparently you don't know how to use your phone.
And he wants to keep track of her now.
Yes, he wants. Mm-hmm. I need to keep track of you.
See where you're at.
They're kind of causing a little bit of a scene, and her manager comes up, and then that's when he throws his money card out.
Yeah,
buys like the most expensive. Piece in
the
gallery.
Yeah, this is the second time or whatever.
So she likes. She's like, okay,
only
fine. I'll check in with you,
and
he begs her to let them resume swim lessons. And it just so happens that she's finally ready to get in the real water.
Yeah.
And he reserved the pool at this really, really fancy hotel of all places because it was just the best pool in all of Washington, D.C. that had to be at this fancy hotel.
Yes.
And so they end up, I can't remember why they had to stay in the penthouse.
Of course.
And she tells him, that's when she's like, well, just so you know, I like it that way.
And he's like,
that I have
like,
to do it.
I must
give it to you.
And she's perfect. And I can't
and they
handle
spend
that.
The whole weekend.
So
yeah.
This is the part
house.
That bothers me the most. Like their very first time together.
Yeah.
He makes her deep throat him.
Oh, gosh. I know.
And she's like, well, you just tell me. You just give me your safe word. I'll stop if you can't handle it.
If you can't handle
such
getting,
a good guy.
I'm sorry.
So her mouth, her eyes are watering. I don't know how you're supposed to give someone your safe word when you're in that position.
I know.
But so, here's the thing. No, there's a difference. Like, if she's deep-throating him and she's going down on him, then she can pull up whenever she wants. But when he's fucking her, he was basically fucking her mouth to the point where he was
and
giving
this,
it.
And this, I'm sorry, this whole scene
it
to
was,
me was repulsive.
It was
like,
repulsive,
as a woman, I'm like, that doesn't
well,
sound
I've done
sexy
that before,
at all.
But
well, I mean, and then he pulls out and he comes all over her face and she likes
and she
it.
Licks
she,
it up.
Yeah,
and
oh
like,
God,
oh
God,
God,
so bad.
It
was so bad.
It was terrible.
So
it,
I was in Turks and Caicos when I was listening to this.
Did you start laughing?
Well, I was listening to it every morning when I walked the beach and I'd come back and the three other women I was with, we would sit and have coffee every morning together. I'm like, okay, let me just ask you, is it me or does this scene seem not okay? I mean, would you like that?
Yeah.
We were all laughing because no.
Yeah. No, that's not. That's,
none of it. I wouldn't like that. They wouldn't like that.
Why don't you get
terrible.
It in my hair?
It was terrible.
But some women do like to be, in a sense, they like that.
Abuse?
Yeah, degradation.
Being degraded?
A little bit. Or like put, you know, like, I don't know, like.
Well, I think it was the combination of all of it.
It was just too much.
I thought,
but
and
then
that doesn't stop there.
Then afterward, they had sex facing each other, and he's like, "You're the only one I'll ever do this for."
Yeah.
So
isn't
what a
that
good guy?
Yeah, what a good guy, right?
After like he realized she can handle all this.
Yeah,
you know?
I'll give her some sweetness. After.
Yeah, now I'll be. Good
but you know,
to
be quite honest, I don't believe in don't poo-poo someone else. You know, don't ick somebody else's. Happy as long as it works for both of them, and apparently in the story it worked for both of them, so that's fine. But
I don't know if I believe that it did. I guess I just had a hard time believing it.
I mean, sometimes there is. If you're like, I could see her being like, I'm with a new partner, and it's cool to rock his world. Doing, I'm his fantasy girl right now, and so there is a way to get off on being somebody else's fantasy and being able to make their dream come true.
Sure.
There is a high that can come with that, that can be sexually gratifying for someone. Like,
sure.
So,
yeah.
I mean, and so I'm looking at it from a viewpoint of, okay, well, that's probably more what was happening than like,
I think she was just trying to out to prove to Madeline that she could handle it.
Or herself.
I think,
I think she was trying to prove it to herself. I'm not a little girl. I'm a big grown up. I'm more than just your sunshine.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, and I thought it was very misguided.
It was. And that's why it bothered me. It did not feel.
Because I don't think she knew who she was.
It didn't feel.
And she was letting herself be abused. And so that's what bothered me. And
she was. She was thinking she was being cool.
Yeah.
Not. She was thinking she was being cool. It was an unhealthy moment.
It was.
Yeah, I mean, so
it sounded like she was trying to prove things instead of doing what she wanted to do.
Well, and I feel like the rest of their weekend was full of those things.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know.
Whereas the other girl, Madeline, I think she actually does like it like that. Like the one who pushed her into the pool, I think that was her thing.
Yeah.
I think she was down with it. She and liked so the rawness of that.
Didn't bother me that they had that kind of relationship. I'm like, that works for them. But I felt like it was degrading, humiliating, and
I think she was trying to prove herself. Like, yeah. I'm not a little girl. I'm a big woman.
Yeah.
I can handle it.
I can handle it.
I can handle anything you're gonna give me.
I'm not a little girl. I'm a big woman.
I think, and then, okay, so then they proceed, like, it starts to become, like, nothing but a sexual relationship.
But that's kind of normal in almost all relationships. Well, once you start having sex with someone, that's the focus. I mean, and that's
like trying to eat one Dorito.
Yeah. You cannot. And so you kind of binge
so
on
good.
It.
Well.
And that's so true,
more,
though,
right.
You guys. That's why we, like, you know, that's so true. I mean, like, let's be honest. Like, you're like, oh my goodness, we get free cookies. So you know, like everyone, that's the new relationship, you know. Ooh, look at this toy.
Yeah. Well, it's exciting.
It's
I mean, it's fun.
Well, you want to try out
everything. You want to try out everything else. And you're doing it with someone who you're in limerence with.
Yes.
And this is also your first this is your first oxytocin rush with this person. This is your first, you know, so like, all the chemicals are there to make.
Yeah.
And that's also another reason why, like, she could be like, ooh, this is kind of exciting for me, because she is getting all of those new chemical dumps while she's doing these things. So it could, you know, so it very well. And for her, it was I'm a real woman. I'm not a child.
Yeah. So now that they've got just a sexual relationship, which is what it feels like to me,
absolutely.
And she can't even begin to make heads or tails of where she's at. I just think, just in general, do you think that once you have crossed that boundary or whatever, can you continue to be friends? Do you think they've established a friendship?
I don't know. It felt like they had another moment there.
I don't know if we want to give this away, but there is something that happens and they break up for a while, and I think they have time to think about themselves and then they come back together again. And I think that he is a different person in the relationship.
No, he's not.
So yeah,
maybe she kind of is too.
And I don't want to go into the details of like what happens because like we've already alluded to the fact that like she had these childhood traumas that she can't remember. They were so traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
He had some childhood traumas, but he can do nothing but remember, because he's got perfect photographic memory.
Well,
and not only that,
and the way they
resolve everything,
I will say, probably was more annoying than any other part of the book, because none of it made sense.
No,
logistically,
it was all so.
Netflix can fix some of these things. Scooby Dooby. It was a
Scooby Dooby. But it's like,
but maybe that'll get fixed.
So here's something I did want to talk about. We won't talk about her past, but is this why she likes sex the way she has it? Is it because of her past? She is strangled at one point. Or not strangled, but smothered.
Suffocated.
Yep. Smothered.
Almost
she
drowned.
She was drowned.
Is this a reflection of how she's like sexually liking this?
Well, it may give her an adrenaline dump because she has the
I think
intensity.
It triggered flashbacks for her.
Could, yeah, maybe.
And I think that's what triggered all these flashbacks that led other events to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But
it was because of the way they're having sex. Like maybe, she, I don't know. I kind of kept thinking, is this why she's liking it, or because of her past? Is that it? Or it does she go there because of her past, but then also it brings up these memories as well.
Mm-hmm. And I think that she, because I mean, the things she dealt with were incredibly traumatic.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And although she went to counseling for a short period of time, it was like prescribed by her perpetrator. And she was taken to very dangerous counseling, and it was did the opposite of help. And she's
well, intentionally so.
And yes, exactly. And so she just is pretty messed up in the head.
Yeah, and she is very childlike because she's been trained to be childlike.
Yeah.
And she said oxygen deprivation to her brain multiple times.
I mean,
I hate to say it. Her prefrontal cortex. Prefrontal cortex. Yeah. Is damaged.
So I wanted to see her heal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And instead she just got dominated.
She did, but there was a piece of healing. I feel like at the end, she's kind of maybe has some time away from him and then kind of.
But he still is super controlling.
He's being very controlling.
And he's manipulative the entire. And then, like, seriously, oh, and he's perfect in everything. And then he sings like an angel.
Oh. Well, it felt like we were now just going down a checklist of all the things that would be amazing to have done.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
It was nothing but a checklist that, like, oh, any monster can get a hold of a checklist.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
They can tick those boxes and do whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And make you think that they're, like, it's like a wolf in sheep's clothing kind of situation.
Yeah, it's just weird. Like, he just...
Yeah.
But he never went and got counseling. He never tried to fix himself. I mean, like, dude,
neither
he kills somebody.
Yeah. And it's fine.
And it's fine. But he's paid everyone off. So because he's so powerful and controlling that's okay.
Because he owns all of Washington, D.C.
Yes, exactly. And it's okay for me to be abusive, because if I think you deserve it. I am the jury, I'm the punisher, and the judge, and everything.
The executioner.
And, you know, and it doesn't matter if I'm out of line, because I'm powerful enough that it's okay for me to do things that it's not okay for you to do.
Yeah.
Just a sociopath.
Yes. And I will say, I'm going to try to make him a good character.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, let's make
him. I will say for any person who's witnessed what he witnessed.
Yes, that's true.
And never had an opportunity to process that in a healthy way. Instead, he was pulled in the perpetrator.
Yes.
And manipulated and lied to for years on end.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, how can you come out of that being a normal person?
You can. And that's totally cool. But once you have...
So I do...
Insight. Let's help him.
I do sympathize with that, why he is the way he is. But what I want... So when you have character growth in a book, right?
Yes, yes.
That is what makes a book incredible.
I agree.
So you have a character. They want something.
Yes.
But what is getting in the way of that? What's the barrier to having what you want?
Self-awareness.
And how do they overcome that barrier to become...
And then how do you accept your, oh my gosh, this is my terrible behavior.
So in this scenario, that didn't ever happen
to
either one of them.
No.
Yeah.
And they just get to continue being damaged people who are going to continue down a destructive path.
Yeah. Yes.
But we're supposed to root for them because they love each other now.
Yes, and they both have had these traumatic things. And I think that that's the thing that bothers me, too, is that we think because they have a resolution that there's actually been healing. And there hasn't. I mean, yes, there is in the sense that she has gained her memory back. And so then we see these things.
So she has more potential to heal,
but it
never
happens. So
she has
more potential, but it never actually happens. Like, you never hear how they deal with actually... healing from that. They just there's no healing.
And I think we were supposed to be like, ah, because he sang a beautiful song to her and he bought her all these wonderful things that she loved.
Yeah,
that we're like, what a great guy.
Like, he's taken a break from his life.
Oh, he gave up
focus on her.
But then magically,
but then
he
also, goes in there and like is super controlling to the guy who was her friend there, and he's like,
yeah,
you know, he's still a
he's not a changed person.
He's not a changed person.
He didn't heal.
He didn't do anything like that. No, he's just trying to do whatever he needs to do to get what he feels he needs.
Yes. So there's
and
zero
it's transactional.
Growth. Zero growth.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted there to be
growth. But there's not.
So I couldn't.
And everybody in
like
the book also championed that they accepted unacceptable.
Yeah.
And then they championed that. They made it acceptable, and then they pretended there was growth when there wasn't growth.
No,
the only one
not.
That like there... doesn't kind of fall back into this is Josh.
Josh,
he is
he finally sees things as they are.
Yes,
yeah,
and he is considering change.
Yes,
yes,
but we don't get to delve into his character because he's not. He's a tertiary character, really.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
right now,
it's like we'll see.
And yeah, but he gets his own book because he's going to hook up with a friend.
Which friend?
I think the redhead.
Like,
Valerie, she's awful.
I know.
I do not like her.
He might become a better person, but then he hooks up with Jewel, who's...
Yeah.
Jewel.
And you know that they're going to do that because they're already setting up
the foundation
for it.
He'd be better off with Stella.
He would be.
Probably.
But he's going to end up with Jewel because they've already created the love-hate relationship.
Yeah. And Jules and Alex never would have gotten together, although I think they're a better match because they're both ruthless people. Because they are so alike.
Yes.
They would have repelled each other.
Yes, that's very true.
So
that's why they have that relationship.
And she's a bully too.
Big time. That's why I'm like, they're well suited. Actually, they could handle each other.
Yeah.
But yet they couldn't because.
But also that, I mean, she picked a bully for her best friend and a bully for a boyfriend. So she kind of loves getting off on being the little helpless girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She surrounds herself.
And then she proves to herself that she's not the little girl.
She likes it that way.
I like it that way.
So anyway.
Like, let's just be honest. I mean, like, I've taken... Never mind.
Okay.
But...
I don't know.
So, anyway, let's answer our questions.
But I do want to know. How realistic is this book? Mm. Not going to happen. Will these two people realistically ever get together? Realistically, yes.
Because
she's... She's kind of a
She wants to be dominated.
She wants to be dominated, mm-hmm. and he wants to domineer.
Yep, yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
And you know what?
So that aspect,
And they might have a happily ever after, because if they both always want to stay in those roles, they've got that set up. So maybe that is the right relationship for them.
Yeah, so realistically, those types of people would get together, but I just could not get over, like, I don't want to give away too much, but, like, her childhood traumas, I'm like, really, you shouldn't be alive, because there's no reason why, like, her perpetrator wasn't able to manage finishing the job.
I think it was...
It makes no sense. So many opportunities.
For him, for everything else he plotted and planned, her perpetrator... He was a dumbass.
I know. So I was like, this is just, it was really hard logistically.
And even the other one, like, none of the logistics made sense.
It didn't make sense. I'm like, no, this is just too Scooby-Doo. So, I mean, the realistic plot, like, the plotting wasn't realistic.
Oh my God, this plot is so unfeasible.
But nothing about
it. And right down to, like, I'm sorry. Well, you know... Because I'm so mega rich and powerful, I always have somebody monitoring all of the police work and stuff like that. And I have a crew on hand at every second.
Ready to be a first responder.
To pop in. I have my own ambulance crew all to intercede, to take over the phone call. So it doesn't even go to the places. Because then I send out my own ambulance crew to go to the things. Because I have all those people on skill and on hire at all times and things like that. And then you see them.
So they can play.
And then the figures that he gives to those things, like, we in healthcare, you know how much that actually would cost.
Oh, yes.
And then the amount of funds that they actually allocate to be the thing that would cover that expense, you're like, no. It's going to cost you more than that for every single day.
Yeah.
And you're like trying to say that that's how much you budget for that service.
They should have just left
month.
Those details out.
They
it was
really
like, it
should.
It
they
really
were so off.
Well, also, I forgot. He does hire a bodyguard for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, she kind of says, oh, I don't need one. I don't want one in my life. Like, so he has this bodyguard who stands.
Stalks her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Basically watches her from afar.
And then her bodyguard failed. And so then he had to punish him too.
Yeah.
And he has to punish everyone.
The logistics.
And then, you know,
gonna
like.
He's going to die. He's going to like.
I'm going to kill. And then he would go and he would beat people to almost to death. And he would have to be stuck. And of course, in his world, it's okay. No one ever goes, what the fuck is wrong with you?
No one.
No
so
one.
Realistically, they would have gotten together, but everything else was not realistic.
Yes.
Like, it was really hard. I was just like.
It was so hard. It was kind of. It was like.
So at the point that they finally get back together, right, he's won her heart. At that point, like, how long are they going to last
beyond that?
Well, let's
see. He went through his regular things. I'm going to threaten everyone around you to isolate you.
Back in Washington, D.C. He's retaken over his family or his business as CEO. And and she's a photographer.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he just bought out all of her first show.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So, you know, he
which
just...
has never happened in the history of mankind.
Yeah, which is like, it means nothing because, like, just bought it all. It doesn't mean, in fact, that's actually more insulting. I would have rather him not bought anything because I would really love
to
see how well my art did and how well it was received, not by somebody who was just buying me.
Oh, but because it got bought out, she got some notoriety and then some...
Exactly.
She got to work for...
But let's talk about the notoriety, because some people are like, do you know that this really important man is here? And he just bought out the collection. And he then he sang the song for her, which just took it away because everyone knows, oh, he's buying his pussy.
But yet he stayed in the background, unknown and mysterious. So they didn't
until
really
he sang
know.
This song for her at the thing. So then you're like,
but
oh,
he didn't dedicate
no.
it to her.
Yeah, I guess that's
that
true.
That was so
but
special
then,
of him. Oh, my God.
I know.
Okay, so.
And, of course, he was like,
lost?
He was like the voice of an angel.
I think that
perfect.
Once.
Anyway.
She's so broken and she's never had a chance to heal from her trauma.
I don't think she's ever going to heal.
So they might be together.
Forever.
25 to life.
Yeah, I think she's.
Because
I actually think she's happy being controlled.
Yeah,
he loves controlling.
Well, it works for both of them. Honestly.
It works for both of them.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't have rose-colored glasses on. She has
and she's not very intelligent.
She's blind.
And she's not very smart.
Yeah.
She's not smart. So I think that that's
I
how that works.
Relationship
I
will
think
last
that when
forever,
you have a person who wants to dominate
in a good way,
yes.
Yeah.
But you know what? And I think that that works for them. You know, I mean, he is terrible. He wants a little girl to dominate,
mm-hmm.
and she actually really likes being a little girl and likes to be dominated.
Mm-hmm. But didn't she show her strength by refusing his gifts?
I know, but that was just enough for her to feel like she...
That's just throwing a tantrum.
It was... No, this was the same thing
you know,
of her,
like, okay.
I'm a big girl.
Yeah, exactly.
It was totally funny
another
spot.
Big girl move.
But it's enough for them both to pretend that she's not... totally gonna be just dominated in this relationship.
Yeah.
It was the fake that they both will base their relationship on because they're not real people.
Yeah.
They're not self-actualized.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's gonna work for them.
So how spicy was this?
It was spicy.
It was pretty, yeah. I'd say it was a
habanero.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it was pretty steamy.
Yeah.
I was uncomfortable with it because of it felt abusive, but
it to me, you know, it didn't make me feel what ooey gooey. Is that what
it
you say?
Didn't.
It didn't give me that
ooey gooey
vibe. I mean, like
all.
there was no tickle in my belly.
No tickle in my belly because I'm like, oh, this is so abusive and cringy. But
it was cringy to me. I'm watching a woman child pretend that she's all grown up.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. I don't care. Whatever you're like, okay, fine, get banged hard.
I was walking the beach and I found myself going, oh my gosh. And I'm like, oh, did somebody hear me say that? It would just be so outrageous.
It was a shock factor.
What the heck?
Shocking.
So, yeah, I think that it was trying too hard. Oh, I mean, mm-hmm. but that's been, like, as I said, like, I'm all down for, like, I have things that other people would be like, oh, my gosh, you know, don't ever, like, poo-poo somebody else's bliss. But for me, I didn't feel...
It didn't feel blissful.
It didn't feel blissful to me. It felt like she was trying to prove stuff to herself.
Yeah.
Instead of actually
good
sex for her.
Sex scenes, that wouldn't have bothered me because it would have felt consensual.
Yes. Yeah. And this was consensual, but it was
it
her trying to
like
prove something to herself.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't like that. Like, to me, that's not hot. Doing something to prove something to yourself.
Statutory.
Yes,
yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
It felt borderline statutory.
Yeah.
Because she was doing it to prove something to herself instead of being present in the moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, and yeah, it's a turn on to be someone else's fantasy. And yeah, it's a turn on to prove that I wanted to do that and I did it. And so that was awesome.
Yeah.
But let's have that be, I really wanted to ski that double black diamond and I did it and it was awesome. Let's have it be something like that
yeah.
we're pushing
mm-hmm.
ourselves towards
yeah.
like overcoming and
yeah.
challenging ourselves to do something.
Yeah.
Not,
that was
not let
was
this
fun.
Guy fuck my face really hard because I want to prove to the bitch. Because I want to prove to the bitch woman who tried to kill me by pushing me in the pool, but she wasn't trying to kill me. But, you know,
yeah.
I want to prove to the bitch woman that I'm just as much of a woman as her.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
hard.
Was
disturbed.
It was
disturbing.
It
was bad processing.
I don't know that I would call it steamy. I would call it
disturbing.
I would
only
call
because
it...
of her mental health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I
his
agree.
Mental health.
Yep, it was it was not
to me it wasn't
blissful.
Hot because of that. Now, if they were really into it.
And I think you're right. Like if it would have been Madeline and
that sex scene, I would have loved
that
to have
been like, okay, I can
yeah,
see this
yeah.
working a little, you know.
Yeah,
in that
absolutely.
Situation.
This was more sensationalizing.
The act.
It was
yeah,
more
that.
Sensationalizing a kink instead of actually explaining to a reader why someone could enjoy a kink.
Right.
Because
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
yeah. I mean, if
so
you
was,
and being open, like
well,
if you're going to start getting into kink,
but I want to move on.
Yeah. Okay. You don't want to go down into kink.
I just don't want to keep talking about how awfully steamy it wasn't. favorite line?
Oh
I didn't
God.
Really
I didn't have
one.
I didn't, no, I mean, favorite line
there
makes fun
of. There
were
quite a lot of lines in there, but I just, there was nothing.
There wasn't
that,
anything. That
there was
like,
never
oh,
an insightful
an
moment.
Insightful.
Like,
yeah,
no,
I didn't find
no,
anything.
There was something
no.
like that.
There was
her,
lots of disturbing lines.
Yeah. yeah.
Do you guys think
her,
that this...
Her nipples were as hard as diamonds. Could cut glass.
Oh my gosh. That's right. That was a line.
It was a line.
Okay.
I mean...
And did
oh,
I learn anything
God.
That
absolutely.
I thought was going to be helpful or insightful?
No.
Maybe it was a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
I can see that.
And
maybe,
it,
yeah,
it was an exciting book. Like, there was a lot going on.
There
and
was
I
a lot going on.
And I think that maybe that's why
thriller,
people like it so much is because,
romance.
Yeah,
was,
I think maybe that's why people like it so much is because there was so
really
much going on. But wait, yeah. It was like a K-drama mix. The Spanish dromedaries or the, what are those? Mm-hmm. What are those called? The
no idea what you're talking about.
The
Spanish dromedaries.
The really fun
yes,
ones that. From they're like excessively soap opera-y.
A Spanish soap opera?
Yeah, basically, like the from Mexico, the yeah, I can't remember what they're called. But anyway,
I wish
Mexican.
I could help
yeah.
you.
But you know, so it was very like it was very. But wait, and then this and this and this. But wait, and then I'll see. And like,
overly
dramatic. You take the mask off.
Overly dramatic.
Yes,
yeah.
It was very action packed, and not.
Well, I would really love to hear. If our listeners have read it, listened to it, or do after they listen to our podcast, I want to invite them to let me know what, let us know what you think of it.
Yeah. And I feel like I painted you guys because I'm like, have you watched, have you read the book about the sociopath yet?
I think it wouldn't have mattered, but I would love to know why somebody likes it, you know, because I'd like to see it from that point
of
view.
Me too, because I think I was probably way too harsh on this book.
No, I think that it's good to have a critical eye when you're reading romance, honestly.
Yeah. Unhealthy is unhealthy, and that's not attractive to me. I'm sorry. Unhealthy is not attractive. Now, in my youth, unfortunately, I found unhealthy attractive. So, but I hope that that's not who I am anymore.
I was really trying to empathize with the characters. They've got a lot of growth. It just, they never had an opportunity for it. So
they
I think there were some missed opportunities. I felt.
And they had too much power to realize that he needed to take an opportunity to grow.
Yeah.
And he felt, and then they did the Scooby-Doo thing where he's like, well, no, I have grown because I gave up my power, but he didn't. He still bought her affection. He still bullied the people around her. Like in all of his stuff, he still disregarded what she was, her request and leave me alone. Give me space.
Yeah.
He still disregarded her completely. Yeah.
So do you guys think you could, who would you recommend it to?
Nobody.
Gosh, I don't even know.
You know, I had, like, when I was going through some psych classes, and they, our professors had us, like, read certain books, or we could pick and we could watch certain movies and just analyze their accuracy to what the actual, like, DSM.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
Yeah. And so for that reason, I was like, this is a great analytical study. Like if you're really analyzing it truly, like
dysfunctional human being.
Yes. It's a great picture of dysfunction.
That would be really fun.
Really
to, like,
great way to analyze.
I could totally see that, like, as an assignment.
That would be kind of
what
a fun project. Cool.
That would be such a fun
project.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that.
We should
that.
Do that. We should get the DMS out and we should, like, go through DSM.
Yeah.
Dyslexia strikes. Bob loves that. I always am mixing up my acronyms.
It's
like,
fun.
I'm like, the QRS. QTUV. It's really fun when I talk about it. He's like.
So I think, yeah, that's what I would recommend this for. It's I would say take a deep dive and analyze this critically.
Yeah.
For dysfunction.
I think that's a good good advice for sure.
Lisa, you're so nice. I'm all like, boo, boo. You're like, no, I'm going to try to find
this
silver
lining. As a way that you should try to emulate in any way, shape, or form.
Yes, yes. And you know what? But here's the fun thing. I think that fiction like this is cool because I also think it's okay for us as humans to say, I do have some fantasies. And I don't think, I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, there's at points in my life, you know, sometimes it's kind of fun to have a fantasy about being dominated. And it's kind of fun to get to play out roles.
Yeah.
In your head or in a book.
A healthy space.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to play out a role in my head or read it in a book so I don't live it in real life.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's fine. And I think that I think fantasy is fun like that. So that's good. This book is good for that too, because as long as you can identify the unhealthy, like, okay, this is fine for a fantasy, but this is not fine for
real life.
Real life.
Yeah.
So this is great for fantasy, but it's not okay the way you treat people in real life.
Right.
It's not a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's a fine fanatical, and I'm making up a word there. Relationship.
I felt good about that word.
I like that word.
And that is a word. Isn't it?
Well, it is, but not in that context.
Not in that context. okay. Well, thanks for listening.